sound of the people.
That is Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers performing a cover by Joel Plaskett called Nowhere With You. This is from the celebration of Joel Plaskett's music, Songs from the Gang, and I got to be on that record as well. It was a real honor to be able to cover some of Joel's music. So many great artists were on that record. The Akels, Matt Anderson, even Frank Turner was on that record. Really cool stuff. And before that, my dear, dear friend, two-time Juno Award-winning Indigenous artist living in Whitehorse, and from her album North Star Calling, which won the Juno in 2020, it's Rolling Thunder, and Lila Gilday. Show her some love, folks. Show her some love. Now, Poseidon. This is Meredith Moon. She's the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot, and she's just released a brand new record called From Here to See. It was produced by Colin Linden. I was in that studio where they recorded it and got to hop on this song. This is Poseidon, Meredith Moon on the jukebox.
Thank you. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah, you know what I want, yeah. Oh Lord, have mercy, mercy, mercy. Demand them in at the party, party, party. The whole of them sexy, sexy, sexy. Watch them, they follow me, follow me, follow me. Everywhere me go, demand them a rush me. I wait for pretty boy, I want to love me. I need them love. Yes, I need them love. Show them know me sweet and me sexy. Everywhere me go, me say me ever ready.
Oh man, I remember that tune, Diana King with Shy Guy, a reggae classic that came out in the mid-90s. Actually, there's a documentary about the 90s. If you get a chance, check it out. It is wild. I was born during that time and, well, coming of age during that time and certainly remember a lot of the moments. Definitely Vanilla Ice, Shy Guy by Diana King. Who else was in that? Tupac. Yeah, check it out. It's called The Greatest Decade, The Last of Connection or something like that. And it really was. It changed the entire world. I blame it all on the 90s now. Anyhow, my name's Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. Music from my good friend Ainsley Simpson is coming up. A mixture of fertilities from her first album release, her debut, which came out in 2017, and nabbed her the Best New Artist Award at the Indigenous Music Awards. She was also nominated for Best Folk Artist. Lacey Hill is also on the show from Six Nations of the Grand River. We're going to play something from her third release, The Moon, Volume 3, and the title track is The Moon. David Lindley's on the show as well, and I love David Lindley. His records are really amazing, and this is a record that has come out after he's passed. He passed away in 2023, and certainly best known for his work with Jackson Browne, but he is an incredible artist in his own right. If you haven't heard of him, you should check him out. He's coming up momentarily, but first, Natasha Fisher, and a single, a brand new track from Natasha called The Motions. Natasha is a native of Thunder Bay, but moved down to Toronto and has pursued music ever since, and things are going pretty well. I do remember finding one of her tracks and actually throwing it onto the old Element FM station, which was a lot of fun discovering new Indigenous talent like hers. Here is Natasha with The Motions on The Jukebox.
Temporary insanity, let the city and you get the best of me. Something shifted, now I can't sleep. Thought it would have changed by now. Never thought I would leave you. Already gone in my head. You were all that I needed, but I feel alone instead.
Let the dust settle down. This is the last. This is Music for the Human Race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Curtains and prayers.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Throughout most of the Americas, great horned owls are the preeminent predatory bird of the night, and they are ferocious. Their prowess as hunters depends on acute senses and stealth, but their feet and long curved talons secure the attack. The outermost of their four toes has evolved to rotate forward or backward for handling squirming prey, an advantage that most other birds of prey lack. These feet let the owls capture mammals as large as hares and raccoons. The grip strength in those feet, 200 to 500 pounds per square inch, is equal to that of a much larger bald eagle and up to six times stronger than the handshake of a bodybuilder. Talk about a death grip.